Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, he's on the line with us right now, New Orleans Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, David Griffin. David, thanks so much for the time and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much, fellas. Glad to be with you and appreciate it.
You bet. So let's start with, I think I got this right, that Alvin Gentry, you're comfortable with him remaining on as the head coach?
Yeah, 100%. Not comfortable. I was excited about it. Alvin and I have a pretty long history together. I think we have the ability to challenge each other in meaningful ways, and his presence here was definitely an attraction for me.
Now, David, when you talk about challenges and always pushing the right buttons, when you were with Cleveland and LeBron James coming back in the fold and you pull the trigger, all of a sudden you have Wiggins in the draft pick and you send him to the T-Wolves and you're able to get Kevin Love. Just talk about that aspect, that challenge versus what you'll be facing now with Anthony Davis going forward and getting the value that you expect.
Yeah, Bobby, I think the one thing from an Anthony Davis perspective that matters to me is just that, you know, we want everybody here to be all the way in. And I have some reason to believe that there's an openness to the possibility that he is. And without any knowledge beyond that, I'm going to absolutely make visiting with him a priority and sharing the vision we have of the franchise. And I think there's a level of trust with he and his agent that maybe didn't exist previously, which is not at all a shot at the previous regime. It's just they don't have the same level of history together that we have. So I'm optimistic that there's a conversation that can be had there. And if everybody feels good about moving forward in the manner in which we need to, then I'm excited about it.
David, AD said at the end of the season that whoever the new general manager is or president of operations, he wants to talk to him. He expressed a willingness to at least entertain the idea of sticking around. What would be your pitch to him as to keeping AD here and also ensuring that, hey, you guys are going to build a winner around him?
Well, I think really the question is what's your goal set as a player? What's your vision for your career? And does that match with what our goal set is? And if we're like-minded about what we're trying to achieve together, then it's a natural you stay together. And if you have a goal set that's beyond that which we concern ourselves with, which is only winning and building this thing the right way, then that's not something we can help you with. So the first question is really, how do I help you? You know, where do you need to express your greatness and in what ways? And hopefully that aligns with our philosophies, because this isn't something where you can have flexibility or ambiguity with. You've got to be very clear about this is how the Pelicans are going to run as an operation, and this is where we see you fitting in it, and hopefully those things match up.
Now, David, you know, players say they want to be somewhere where they can win a championship. Now, with all your experience in the NBA and your affiliation, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've kind of compared. I said, I don't know. To me, it's not like the NFL. I'm not saying it's unrealistic because I look at the market of San Antonio and what Pop has done there to win championships. But I said, there's no reason why the Pelicans could not be like when Jerry West with the Memphis Grizzlies. It seems like for a decade, they're always in the thick of things, in the hunt, never really won anything. But what are the challenges, though, when you're in a smaller market versus when you got key players that could kind of try and maybe get together? And, it's mind-boggling right now. It's kind of embarrassing for the NBA in a sense where you look where the Lakers and the Knicks are at in those markets. But are you optimistic that you realistically could win a championship in New Orleans?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's news to all the small markets that have already won championships that it can't be done. I mean, the San Antonio market's not significantly different than this one.
Right.
And in national TV ratings, New Orleans NBA fans have a greater share of market than the Spurs do. So from that perspective, I think this is a market that wants to be crazy about this basketball team, and we can play on that a little bit. We won a championship in Cleveland. It's a smaller market, and it's something I think where it becomes a very lazy person's out to say that you can't win right. in a small market, because there are challenges in winning in a smaller market. And the first one of those, as you know, is we have to be about something. We're going to try to build something that attracts like-minded energy. And if you don't want to go about it the way we're going to go about it, then we're not going to be super sexy, but we're going to be overly substantive, and that will eventually recruit itself. It may not recruit the biggest names, but it'll recruit the right names.
David Griffin, New Orleans Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations here on Sports Talk. And David, have you met with AD yet or no?
No, I've spoken to Rich Paul, and I have not sat down with AD, and we do have a plan in place to sit down face-to-face and sort of get to know one another and what our goals are.
Would you mind sharing if there's a timeline on that and when that might occur?
Not really. I wouldn't be comfortable doing that. I don't really want this to be something that plays out publicly. But once we have that conversation, if the next step is we're all going to march together in lockstep, you'll know that. And if the next step is we're not, you'll probably know that too. And I hope the way you know that is we've acted on some other deal and you never heard anything about it. Or he comes out and says he can't wait for training camp.
Now, David, what made the Pelicans so attractive to you? Because you had other opportunities. You're always on the top of that list for GMs across the board throughout the NBA. You even do an NBA TV an outstanding job on Sirius until you had the right fit. What made New Orleans such a right fit? Was it the ownership or a combination of things? Just elaborate on that.
Yeah, it was definitely a combination of things, but it started with, and really hinged for me upon Mrs. Benson and her ownership team. When we met here at the facility, it was really something where I was taken by her vision, her sincerity and sort of comfort as her in her sort of authentic self. She's somebody that's really going to be important to this and the way we build this, and family being at the root of what we believe in doing. I think she's going to speak to families in a very profound way. And her group was really, really on board with everything that we hope to achieve. You know, and I said in the press conference that my wife and I have talked about this for years. You know, the process really is we have to find our owner, the person who we can share a vision with and a dream together. And I think Mrs. Benson and I very clearly are on that page.
David, what's your favorite thing so far about New Orleans outside off the basketball court, your limited time here in New Orleans?
Well, it's funny, actually. So I talked about it. I came here for the first time when I was 14, and the food scene was something that spoke to me as a young kid really, really clearly. I was the son of a single mother waitress, and the most exciting moments in my life were dinners at Pascal's Manali and Commander's Palace with a friend's family. I felt like I was living the right way, and everything that I knew of culture in terms of the music and the city and the people really revolved around New Orleans for a lot of my adult life. So every time I've been able to come back from an NBA perspective, I've taken staff members to places and shared it with them. And it's something where my affection for the marketplace is pretty dyed in the wool since I was a kid.
And, David, you know how you develop as a person and you hit with adversity. It's all part of building your character. Just talk about also the three bouts you've had with cancer and where you're at now. That had to help humble you and keep things in perspective, and also to rise above that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't know where the three bouts came from. So I had two bouts, and in 2011, I went through chemo in 2011, and in July of 2011, they called me cancer-free, and I've gone through all of the different follow-up things, but I'll tell you, it's really interesting what happens when you go through something like that. I would have told you that I was probably too much of a people pleaser at one time in my life, and I cared immeasurably what other people think. And you go through something like that, you find your authentic self and you find your underlying grit and toughness. And I'm not here to be liked.
Right.
And I think what I realize is there's a right way to do these things, and conviction matters more than anything else.
David, if you could talk to the fans, what would you like to tell them about your vision and what you see as the direction of the New Orleans Pelicans going forward?
Well, we certainly tried to do that today, and you know, we're here to compete. This isn't something where we're going to go undergo a prolonged rebuild. We're not trying to reset. We want to augment the group and get better every day. And if AD wants to be part of that, we very much hope he is. But the reality of the situation is our job is to get a little bit better every day. Team building is not binary. We don't have to be terrible and play through the draft in order to land meaningful players and build a team that represents the ethos of the city. We're going to do that on our own. We're going to get people that are of the right mindset and then that are grinders. I mean, this is, again, there's some sexy aspects of the city, but this is a place where the Saints have won championships. They've won at a really high level because they've got grinders. And we're going to do something very similar to what we did in Cleveland and build a team that reflects the energy and the spirit of the fans.
Now, David, you're still obviously in the part of the evaluation and the talent. You know, everyone's focused on Anthony Davis and what's going to come about there. But when you look at the roster, and listen, you evaluate players. You did it as a commentator from a media perspective, from all different aspects. What is your take on Drew Holiday? He's one of those unsung heroes, possibly in the conversation to be in the top five, maybe top three two-way guards. I mean, are you a big Drew Holiday fan as far as him being part of the future?
I am. I think he's one of the most underrated guards in the league, not just as a two-way guard, but culturally. Drew's everything we want to be about as a franchise because he's as committed to this situation as any of us, and he's somebody who wants to win, and he competes night in and night out at a really high level. And those are the types of players that speak to us very deeply. He understands who he is as a player, and he wants badly to win at the highest level, and he wants to do it here in New Orleans.
David Griffin, New Orleans Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, thanks a bunch for carving out some time with us, and good luck, David.
Thanks so much, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
There's a lot of wisdom there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.